بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين أما بعد continue our readings in the treatise by the great Imam Sheikh Muhammad Ibn Abdul Wahhab rahimahullahu ta'ala, that he is entitled Thalathatu Usulin wa Adillatuha, the three fundamental principles and its evidence and their evidences. We have been reading from the first asl of Al-Usul Thalatha, the first of these three principles. The author, he has mentioned فَإِذَا قِيلَ لَكَ مَنْ رَبُّكَ, if it is said to you, who is your Lord? فَقُلْ رَبِّيَ اللَّهُ الَّذِي رَبَّانِي وَرَبَّ جَمِيعَ الْعَالَمِينَ بِنِعَمِي وَهُوَ مَعْبُودِي لَيْسَ لِي مَعْبُودٌ سِوَاهُ. He said, if it is said to you, who is your Lord, then you should say, my Lord is Allah, الَّذِي رَبَّانِي, the one who has created me and nourished me and sustained me and provided for me in my entire life, in my existence. رَبَّانِي, created me and sustained me and provided for me everything that I have in my life. نعم ورب جميع العالمين ورب جميع العالمين, and also he has created and sustained and provided for and nourished and cultivated the entire universe. نعم, with his blessings, سبحانه وتعالى. Because of this, the author, he says, وَهُوَ مَعْبُودِي, he is the one that I worship. لَيْسَ لِي مَعْبُودٌ سِوَى, I have no object of worship. I worship no one other than him, سبحانه وتعالى. The author, he mentioned the proof for this, the proof that Allah, he is our Lord. Now he says, وَالدَّلِيلُ قَوْلُهُ تَعَالَى أَلْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ, and the evidence for this is the statement of Allah, the Most High, all praise and thanks is for Allah, who is the Lord. He is the Rabb of the Alameen, of the Alameen, of the universe, of everything that exists. He says here, رَحِيمُهُ اللَّهُ وَكُلُّ مَا سِوَى اللَّهِ عَالَمٌ وَكُلُّ مَا سِوَى اللَّهِ عَالَمٌ وَأَنَا وَاحِدٌ مِنْ ذَلِكَ الْعَالَمِ. He said, and everything besides Allah Azza wa Jal is the Alam, is from the world. It's from the world. Nam is from creation. وَأَنَا وَاحِدٌ مِنْ ذَلِكَ الْعَالَمِ, and I am one from the world, from the creation. Nam, I am one from the creation. So in our previous class, we were discussing the issue of this word, of this name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, الرب, من أسمائه الله الحسنى, from the most beautiful names of Allah Azza wa Jal, الرب, الرب. It means the Lord. But the رب, it entails several meanings, and we have seen that from the meanings of Ar-Rabb is As-Sayyid, Wal-Murabbi, the Master, Wal-Malik, and the Owner, and the One who cultivates and raises all things. Also Ar-Rabb Wal-Khaliq, the Creator, and also Ar-Rabb Ar-Razik, Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, the Provider, Wal-Muhyi Wal-Mumit, He is the One who gives life and He is the One who gives death. The Lord and the Creator and the Sustainer and the Provider of the heavens and the earth, Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Ar-Rabb. So the Lord is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ar-Rabb, He is the creator and sustainer and the provider of the heavens and the earth and everything that is therein. All of this is the proof and the evidence clearly showing that He is the one who is worthy of worship. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He created all things and He brought everything into existence and He has given everything its shape and its form. هو الخالق البارئ المصور لَهُ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى, He has the most beautiful names. He is the one who has created everything and given it, He brought it into existence, subhanahu wa ta'ala, and He has given everything its form and its shape in a manner that He has decreed, subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is very strong and powerful and all-wise and knowing, subhanahu wa ta'ala. All this is from the rububiyyah of Allah Azza wa Jal, from the lordship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is from knowing Allah Azza wa Jal, knowing Allah Azza wa Jal. This knowledge here is not sufficient for a believer to be a Muslim, but it is the gateway. It is the gateway. Whenever he sees this, and whenever he learns this, then he will realize that the only one worthy of worship is Allah Azza wa Jal, and then he will submit to Allah alone. He will submit to Allah alone. And likewise, the more that a believer, he learns about the rububiyyah of Allah Azza wa Jal, about His lordship, about His actions, subhanahu wa ta'ala, and how great He is, tabaraka wa ta'ala, by pondering over His creation, and the kindness that He has and that He has done for His creation in so many different aspects and ways, and by learning His names and attributes likewise, subhanahu wa ta'ala, that He has mentioned about Himself in His book, and that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned about him, then this will be a means for the heart to be totally attached to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with reliance and dependence and with love. Whenever a believer learns about these names of Allah azza wa jalla and His Lordship, and that nothing happens in His dominion except by His permission and except by His will, and he knows that Allah azza wa jalla qadirun ala kulli shay, that He has the ability to do all things. Maliku kulli shay, He is the one who is controlling and owns everything. Nothing happens in His dominion and His kingdom except with His permission. Then a believer, his heart will be attached to Allah azza wa jalla, and he will rely upon Allah azza wa jalla strongly and sternly in good times and in bad times, and he will hope for the mercy of Allah azza wa jalla whenever he learns the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ar-Rahman, ar-Rahim, ar-Ra'uf, Ra'ufun bi'ibadihi subhanahu. Naam al-Wadud, all of these beautiful names of Allah Azza wa Jalla indicating His kindness. Al-Muhsin, Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, that He, Al-Wahhab, the one who bestows blessings and bounties on His creation. Al-Hadi, the one who guides the people. Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, He has guided all of us to Islam from His mercy and from His kindness and from His grace. Dhu Fadlin Azim, Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Learning these issues related to Ar-Rububiyyah, related to likewise Al-Asma'i wa Sifat, which is considered with the ulama to be at-tawheed al-ilmi, at-tawheed al-ilmi, to the knowledge with regards to knowing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this means that in this way the heart can be attached and full of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and reliance and dependence upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and hope in His mercy, and hope in His kindness, and hope in His for His guidance and His direction, and be afraid likewise that He would be cut off from that, and that he will be turned away from that. So this is from the means, learning the rububiyyah of Allah Azza wa Jal, and understanding that likewise His beautiful names and attributes is the means to have a close relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then to worship Him based upon that knowledge, and to draw near to Him based upon that knowledge in the manner that is pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In our previous class, we were discussing about the rububiyyah of Allah Azza wa Jal, as we have continued, and likewise the tarbiyah of Allah Azza wa Jal from another root, rabba, yurabbi. But it has a similar meaning as the root word for rabb. They have a similar meaning. Ar-rabb hu al-murabbi. Naam, He is the one who cultivates and raises and provides for His creation, subhanahu wa ta'ala. But at-tarbiyah is to cultivate and to raise. And this is from the actions of Allah Azza wa Jal, that He has created all things and given it shape and its form, brought it into existence, and brought it into its place where it is at now, where it is now. He has brought everything into the form, into the shape, and cultivated and raised it until it is in its current state, and He is providing for it, subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is His tarbiyah that is general over the entire creation, that He is the one who is cultivating the trees, and He is raising them and turning the seeds, causing the seeds to grow and split, causing the seeds to grow into trees and vines. He is the one who was bringing forth the fruit, subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is the one from His tarbiyah of His khalq, subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is all-inclusive, encompassing, sending the rain from the sky alone. Sending the rain from the sky alone. All of these are signs. As the author, he will mention, these are from the signs of Allah Azza wa Jal. From the signs of His greatness, and from the signs that He is the Rabb, and from the signs that He is worthy of worship. If a believer just pondered over this one issue right there, that the water that we are in dire necessity to have, It comes from above our head. It's stored in clouds above our heads. The water that we drink, the water that the animals drink, that are nourishment for us, and that we benefit from. And that if we do not have the water, that we will be in a very dire situation and need. And the likes, even in sometimes in some situations, it's legislated whenever there's no water for the believers to pray and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to send them rain. But that water that we use and that's very beneficial for our life is stored in the clouds above our heads. It's stored in the sky above our heads. That's where it's stored. And it comes down in proportion according to the decree of Allah Azza wa Jal. This is all great power and wisdom and knowledge. And this is from His Lordship subhanahu wa ta'ala, and from His tarbiyah for His creation. And then likewise we have seen that there's a specific tarbiyah of Allah Azza wa Jal. This is in general all of the creation they experience from this tarbiyah of Allah Azza wa Jal, and likewise from the mercy of Ar-Rahman, that He is cultivating them and He has brought them into existence and He is providing for them. Even those who disbelieve in Him and deny Him and deny His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, He pours down upon them in abundance blessings. Blessings in wealth and in health. Blessings in money and in children in this life and the likes. But this is from that general tarbiyah that Allah Azza wa Jal, He provides for the general creation, all of them, the good of them and the bad of them, and the believing of them and the non-believing of them. It's been mentioned in a narration, Shaykh al-Albani, he has authenticated, rahimahullah, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُعْطِي الدُّنْيَا لِمَنْ يُحِبُّ وَلِمَنْ لَا يُحِبُّ. That verily Allah, He gives the dunya to those whom He loves and those whom He does not love. وَلَا يُعْطِي الدِّينَ إِلَّا لِمَنْ يُحِبُّ. But He does not give the deen except for the one He loves. Except for the one He loves. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. So if you're a believer, and you know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you know the sunnah of His Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and you know the way that leads to Him, and you strive your best against your soul to obey Him, this is a great sign that Allah loves you. That Allah azza wa jalla, He loves you. لا يعطي الدين إلا لمن يحب. And He does not give the deen except for to those whom He loves. And the deen is applying, is believing in Allah azza wa jalla and worshipping Him with tawheed and complying to His commandments and His prohibitions. A believer striving upon this way, a great sign upon knowledge and upon clarity. Worshipping Allah Azza wa Jalla ala basira. This is a great sign that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He loves that servant. That He loves that servant. So a believer, he will realize this great blessing and he will hold on to it tight. And he will appreciate that and he will not be ungrateful and turn away from that blessing, the blessing of guidance and the blessing of al-Iman. So the tarbiyah, this is the indication of the tarbiyah al-khasa that we have seen that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala yurabbi biha awliya'ahu al-mu'mineen. الصادقين في إيمانهم. Nam, those true believers who are sincere in their faith and they strive to draw near to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those who love Allah and Allah loves them, and those who love Allah until they have preferred what He prefers over what their own desires prefer and what their whims prefer, striving to obey Him. This is from the tarbiyah of Allah azza wa jalla likewise, that He has cultivated them like this and that He has raised them in this way. In our previous class, we ended with the question. We know that this guidance is a grace from Allah Azza wa Jalla, and He guides whom He wills. But likewise, He also has made means to reach the guidance. And He has made means for a person to obtain this tarbiyah. How could a person gain this? And if a person wants to increase in guidance, if a person wants to have that special care from Allah Azza wa Jalla to guide him and to take control of his affairs for him and to protect him from evil and to guide him to the straight path, is there something that we can strive to do? Is there something that we? Is there any means that we can take? In the last class, we closed with a verse. I didn't finish translating the verse, so maybe it was unclear, huh?
Answer the call.
Allah Azza wa Jalla, He mentioned in His book in Surah Al-Anfal, يا أيها الذين آمنوا استجيبوا لله وللرسول إذا دعاكم لما يحييكم. Now, O you who believe, respond to Allah. Respond to Allah and the Messenger whenever they call you to that which will give you life. This is the life. And if these people are alive. And so if you respond to them, then you will be alive. So what is not talking about here is bringing the dead back to life, and the bodies, but the heart back to life. And this is that tarbiyah al-khasa, the life of iman, the life of piety, the life of taqwa, the life of obedience, the life of submission and surrender to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How can one obtain that? Allah Azza wa Jal, He mentioned here, O you who believe, istajibu lillah. Respond to Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is calling the people. He has commanded them to believe in Him. Ya ayyuhu ladhina amanu, aminu billah. Aminu billahi wa rasuli, wal kitab aladhi nazzala ala rasuli, wal kitab aladhi anzala min qabr. Allah Azza wa Jal, He commanded the believers to believe. And Allah, He commanded the believers to believe in the Messenger, in the book that He has revealed, and the previous books. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in this manner, a person, he will be guided. And Allah Azza wa Jalla, He mentioned that whenever a believer, he will strive in his cause, then verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He will guide him. وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُولَنَا. Those who strive in our cause and he strive to be obedient to us, then verily we will guide them to our ways. We'll guide them to the ways of goodness in this life. So a person, if he wants to increase in his iman, in his faith, and he wants to increase in nearness to Allah Azza wa Jalla and have that protection and that tarbiyah al-khasa, that specific cultivation and raising and nourishment and care from the Lord of the worlds, from the Rabb, from our Rabb, Rabbul Alameen subhanahu wa ta'ala, then he should respond to Allah Azza wa Jalla. He should respond to his commandments with compliance and with obedience and with surrender and with hope and for his reward and for his promise. And he should also respond to Allah Azza wa Jal by leaving off his prohibitions. By leaving off his prohibitions and staying far away from them, fearing his punishment subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is all from the Lordship. He is the Rabb. He is the Rabb. He has the command subhanahu wa ta'ala. قُلْ فَقُلْ رَبِّيَ اللَّهِ الَّذِي رَبَّانِي وَرَبَّ جَمِيعَ الْعَالَمِينَ بِنِعَمِهِ هُوَ وَهُوَ مَعْبُودِي لَيْسَ لِي مَعْبُودٌ سِوَى. لَيْسَ لِي مَعْبُودٌ سِوَاهُ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى. He is the only one that we worship. He is the only one worthy of worship because He is the Creator. He is the one who has nourished and sustained and provided for all things, brought everything into existence and given it its shape and its form. Clear proof that He is the only one that's worthy of worship. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is the first question. If it's said to you about this issue, if who is your Lord? Who is your Lord? If it's said to you, Man Rabbuk, what would one say? Rabbi Allah. Who is Allah? Who is that? Huh? The Creator. Huh? The one who created me and sustained me, provided for me, and gave me everything that I have. Naam, the Creator and the Sustainer. Ar-Rububiyyah, it has three important points we have to remember. What were they? Anyway, attached to the Naam. Al-Khalq, wal-Mulk, wal-Tadbir. That He is the Creator, He created all things. That He had created all things. Also, since He created all things, He brought it into existence and gave it a shape and its form. Everything. The trees, Allah Azza wa Jal created them and formed them like that. Why are they like that? That's how He formed them. Why are the people like that? Who did you sawwirukum fil arhami kayfa yasha? He's the one who forms you and the wombs as He wills. Everything that is in this creation, the air and even thoughts, He created all of these things. This is from His creation, Subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it all belongs to Him. It all belongs to Him. He has the dominion and it's in His hands. And He does what He wills with His creation. And He is the one who is disposing of the affairs of that. Al-Khalq wal-Mulk wal-Tadbir. Naam, al-Khalq wal-Mulk wal-Tadbir. So Allah Azza wa Jal, He is the Creator, Sustainer and Provider of the heavens and the earth. Because of this, He is the one that we worship. He is the one that we worship. And that we do not worship anybody else. Because there is no one who creates along with Him. And there is no one who sustains along with Him. And there is no one who provides along with Him. And there is no one who gives life and death along with Him. Subhanahu wa ta'ala, He does all of this alone. His rububiyyah, He's one in this. So because of that, He should be one in his right to be worshipped likewise. In His right to be worshipped likewise. He says, everything besides, what is the meaning of alameen? Al-alamun. Huh? Everything besides Allah. Kullu masiwa Allah. Now everything besides Allah. Al-alamun jamu alam. Alam is the world. There's the alimul bihar. There's the world of the oceans. There's the world of birds. There's the world of wildlife. There's the world, and even now we have the computer world. And all of the different worlds and life, and from His different creation and the different aspects of this creation, all of this is from the alameen. Allah Azza wa Jalla, He's the Lord of all that. Allah Azza wa Jalla, He is the Creator of all of that. Allah Azza wa Jalla belongs to Him alone, Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Allah Azza wa Jalla, He is the one who is disposing of the affairs of all of this. He is the one who is causing the seeds to sprout and the feet to grow. He is the one who is causing the people to die and the people to be born. And to be born, so on and so forth. This is Allah Azza wa Jalla. He is the one who is the Lord. He is the Creator and Sustainer. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the author, he says, now, فَإِذَا قِيلَ لَكَ. Now the next question. إِذَا قِيلَ لَكَ. If it's said to you, بِمَا عَرَفْتَ رَبَّكَ. How do you know your Lord? How do you know your Lord? Very important person. Very, very important question. How do you know your Lord? Now that we know who He is, how do you know Him? How do you know Him? He says, فَقُلْ بِآيَاتِهِ وَمَخْلُقَاتِهِ. بِآيَاتِهِ وَمَخْلُقَاتِهِ. From his ayat and from His creations. Naam, from His ayat. The word ayah, ayat is the plural of ayah, ayatun. You say ayatun wa ayat, ayun. Also, this means verses. Also, it means sign. An ayah is a sign, alama. Also, it is a proof, an hujjah, an evidence. All of these are from the meanings of the word ayah. Proof, evidence, hujjah, dalil, sign. Also a verse from the verses of the Quran is called an ayah. But every verse is a proof and an evidence. And every verse is a hujjah and it's a miracle. This is from a mu'jizah. The Quran is something that cannot be reproduced. It's the words of Allah Azza wa Jal. It's the words of Allah. These are ayat. Ayah from min ayatihi wa makhluqatihi. He says, wa min ayatihi, also from his ayat, is that there are two types. There are ayat al-shar'iyya wa al-ayat al-kawniyya. Al-ayat al-shar'iyya wa al-ayat al-kawniyya. Right here the author, he's referring to the ayat al-kawniyya, that there are legislative signs and proofs and evidences, and there are likewise universal signs and proofs and evidences. Naam, the ayat of Allah Azza wa Jalla are two types. What are they? Al-kawniyya wa al-shar'iyya. Al-ayat al-kawniyya, what's that mean?
Universal
signs. For example, universal signs. Everything in the universe is a sign. Everything in the universe, in the creation, is a sign indicating the greatness of Allah Azza wa Jalla, that He is one. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَفِي كُلِّ شَيْءٍ لَهُ آيَةٌ تَدُلُّ عَلَى أَنَّهُ وَاحِدٌ. The poet, he has mentioned, وَفِي كُلِّ شَيْءٍ لَهُ آيَةٌ تَدُلُّ عَلَى أَنَّهُ وَاحِدٌ. In everything in this life, there's a sign that indicates that He is one. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. So these are the universal signs of Allah Azza wa Jalla, the trees and the sun and the moon. The author, he will mention them. But likewise, there are legislative signs. Al-ayat al-shar'iyya. Al-Qur'aniyya, the ones that are in the book of Allah Azza wa Jalla, in His legislation and His deen that have been revealed in His revelation. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. So here the author, he is referring to the وَبِآيَاتِهِ الْكَوْنِيَّ وَمَخْلُقَاتِهِ, from His universal signs and from His creation. He says, وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ اللَّيْلُ وَالنَّهَارُ وَالشَّمْسُ وَالْقَمَرُ. And from His signs, and indicating first and foremost His existence, and His greatness, and that He is alive, subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that He is powerful and strong, and that He is able to do all things, indicating His lordship and His rububiyyah, likewise indicating His right to be worshipped alone, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Naam, also indicating His tawheed, and that He must have the most beautiful names and attributes. The one who was able to bring the night and the day, this is a creation. Where did it come from? Where did it come from? Can you bring the night? If the daytime comes, can somebody bring the nighttime? If the nighttime comes, can somebody bring the daytime? This is only in the command of Allah Azza wa Jalla. These are great signs. Signs that pass by us daily, but sometimes we don't even pay attention to them. And if the things that happen in the daytime, and then the things that happen in the nighttime, and the nighttime it comes, and the daytime it goes, and whenever the daytime comes, it's like the nighttime was never there. And it's daytime. And then whenever the nighttime comes, it's like the daytime is never there. There's no trace of it. The daytime is gone entirely, and that day is past. But then whenever the daytime comes again, the night goes away like it was never there. It's a new day. It's a new day. It's a new day. The deeds are new on that day. The deeds from before have been recorded. Now, but also it's from the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jalla, the night and the day, that in the nighttime we rest and we recuperate and we take relaxation and ease and we sleep. This is from the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jalla. And likewise from the daytime we go through the land seeking provision from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَكُلُوا مِنْ رِزْقِهِ وَإِلَيْهِ النُّشُورِ. Eat from His provision, and to Him is the return. He's providing all of this. This is from the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jalla, the night and the daytime. Likewise, those people who sin in the daytime, Allah Azza wa Jalla, He allowed them to meet the nighttime. This is opportunity for them to repent. And those people who are sinning in the nighttime, if Allah gives them mercy and grace for them to meet the daytime, to see the next day, this is a mercy from Allah Azza wa Jalla and giving them opportunity to repent. And these are great signs from Allah Azza wa Jalla, the night and the daytime, how they come in this manner. How they come in this manner. If it was always nighttime, what would happen? We couldn't live. If it's always daytime, this is not from the wisdom of Allah Azza wa Jalla, they would be like this. It's not from the wisdom of Allah Azza wa Jalla that it would be like this. And no one can bring the night and no one can bring the day. And this is from the signs of Allah Azza wa Jalla. To ponder over that, to see this is from the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then to think about that, all these days are new days and all these nights are new nights, and it keeps coming in this alternation, perfect harmony. All for nothing? All for nothing? Those people in the daytime who are lying and cheating are going to be treated the same as those people who are pious and righteous? Those people in nighttime who were stealing and going out, fornicating and drinking and so on and so forth, they're going to be treated the same as those people who stayed in their home standing in prayer, in ruku' and in sujood, calling on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it's going to be the same? In the nighttime and the daytime, the deeds, all of the people are going to be the same in the end? Naam? مَا لَكُمْ كَيْفَ تَحْكُمُ. No, it's not going to be the same. They're not going to be the same. Rather, there's going to be, all of this is also indication of the resurrection and the accountability. Because Allah Azza wa Jal, who perfected this creation in this manner, likewise, He will not just leave it without any purpose. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He will not leave it without any purpose. He gave great concern and care in His tarbiyah for the general creation, and then for the believers, so on and so forth. And then in the end, there's nothing. And in the end, there's no accountability or there's no recompense, and that's it. Nah, this is not from the wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the author, he says, وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ اللَّيْلُ وَالنَّهَارُ وَالشَّمْسُ وَالْقَمَرُ وَالشَّمْسُ وَالْقَمَرُ And from the sun and the moon. Likewise, the sun and the moon, these are great signs from the signs of Allah Azza wa Jal. The great signs from the signs of Allah Azza wa Jal. How far the sun is away from us. And how big it is, and likewise the moon, and how they move, and how the earth is. This is all from any of the signs of Allah Azza wa Jal. Where did the sun come from? How did it get there? What about the moon? How come it's not falling on our head? How come it's not falling on our head? How is it standing there? There's no strings. Who is holding it there? Allah Subhanahu wa Taala, Rabbul Alameen. These are the signs of the Creator. These are the signs of the power of the Creator and the wisdom of the Creator and His ability to do all things, that these are His creations. Even they mention that alamun or alam is from the word alama, al-ilm or al-alam, because it's a sign of of Allah Azza wa Jal. Because it's a sign of Allah. They call the whole world that alamun or al-alam, because this is from the same word, al-ilm, to be known. By way of this creation, Allah is known. By way of this creation, Allah is known. Rather, He created the creation to be known. He created the creation to be known. Who knows the proof for that? Aywa? Allahu alladhi khalaq. خلق السماوات سبع سماوات ومن الأرض مثلهن يتنزل الأمر بينهن لتعلم أن الله على كل شيء قدير وأن الله قد أحاط بكل شيء علما. That Allah, He's the one who created the seven heavens and the earth, and His command descends between them, so that you may know. So that you may know. Why did He create the heavens and the earth? Why does the command descend, between the heavens and the earth? لتعلموا. So that you may know. That Allah Azza wa Jal, He has the ability to do all things, and that Allah Azza wa Jal, He has encompassed all things and knowledge. And knowledge. And this is from the purpose of the creation and the heavens and the earth, to be known, because if He's known, He will be worshipped. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ As the author, He has mentioned. As the author, He has mentioned. So the author, He says, وَمِن مَخْلُقَاتِهِ السَّمَاوَاتُ السَّبْعُ وَمَن فِيهِنَّ وَالْأَرَاضُونَ السَّبْعُ وَمَن فِيهِنَّ وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا And also from His signs, He says, is the night and the day and the sun and the moon. And from His creation is the seven heavens and that which is therein. And likewise the earth, the seven earths and that which is therein and that which is contained therein, inside the seven heavens and the earth. What is the proof for this? What is the proof for this sign? That these are the signs of Allah Azza wa Jal. Even this issue here, and this, there's a clear proof. And intellectually, a person, he can see with a sound mind, and the sound fitrah and the sound aql, that these are proofs of the existence and the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His knowledge and wisdom. But there's likewise a legislative proof. This is what the author, he's relying upon here. So he says, وَالدَّلِيلُ قَوْلُهُ تَعَالَى And the evidence is the statement of Allah Azza wa Jal, وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ And from His signs, وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ Allah Azza wa Jal, who is He talking to? The creation. If somebody wants, this is... He's speaking to us. These are the words of Allah Azza wa Jal, the one who created the hands and the feet that we benefit from, and the eyes that we see with, the one who created the trees outside and the air that we breathe, the one who created our soul and our sides. This is what He says. These are His words, Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ اللَّيْلُ وَالنَّهَارُ وَالشَّمْسُ وَالْقَمَرُ لَا تَسْجُدُوا لِلشَّمْسِ وَلَا لِلْقَمَرُ وَاسْجُدُوا لِلَّهِ الَّذِي خَلَقَهُنَّ إِن كُنتُمْ إِيَّاهُ تَعْبُدُونَ And from His signs indicating His greatness, indicating His lordship, indicating His power and authority, indicating that He's worthy of worship alone. Subhanahu wa ta'ala, the night and the day, and the sun and the moon. So do not prostrate to the sun nor to the moon. Rather prostrate to Allah, the one who created them. Again, it goes back to the rububiyyah. Prostrate to the one who created them. And he prostrate, worship. The worship is for who? For the one who created the sun and the moon. The one who created the heavens and the earth. Everything besides Him, Subhanah, everything besides Allah is creation. Nothing that's from creation deserves to be worshipped. The only one that's worthy of worship is the Creator of creation. Is the Creator of creation. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. لا تسجدوا لشمسي ولا للقمر. Don't prostrate to the sun nor to the moon. واسجدوا لله. but prostrate to Allah. Who is He? الَّذِي خَلَقَهُنَّ, the one who created them. إِن كُنْتُمْ إِيَّهُ تَعْبُدُونَ, if it's Him who you really worship. If you want to worship Allah Azza wa Jal, then prostrate to Him alone and submit to Him alone. And He is the one who was worthy of worship, the creator of these things. These are His signs. These are His signs. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He has called the people many times to ponder over His creation. And we have seen in the previous class likewise from those verses when Allah, He mentioned about those righteous and pious people. And the last of Surah Ali Imran. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, He would wake up every morning. It's from his sunnah. In the morning that he would wake up and he would recite this verse. إِنَّ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَاخْتِلَافِ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ. They're signs for who? Ulil al-bab, those people who have sound understanding. They're signs in the creation of the heavens and the earth. Naam? السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. In the creation of the heavens and the earth, they're signs. Naam? They're signs. In the night, in the day, these are signs. They're signs for who? For people of understanding. Who are those people of understanding? Alladhina yadhkuruna Allah. Those who remember Allah first and foremost. Yadhkuruna Allah Azza wa Jal with their heart and with their tongue. So for example, to wake up and follow the sunnah, it's not just intended to recite these verses. And the verses of Allah Azza wa Jal are not just intended for recitation. Rather, they have been the reason for the revelation is to be pondered over and to be understood. To be pondered over and to be understood, and that way it will enter the heart, and then the actions will proceed. The actions will proceed just to recite. So the sunnah, again, is not to wake up, wipe the eyes, and just recite these verses and think about something else. What's going to happen, what I'm going to do in the day, and just move my lips with the words of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Rather, move the lips and move the heart. And this manner, a believer, he will be affected. أَلَذِينَ يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ قِيَامًا وَقُعُودًا وَعَلَى جُنُوبِهِمْ وَيَتَفَكَّرُونَ وَيَتَفَكَّرُونَ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. This is the point. And those people who remember Allah standing and sitting and on their sides, and they ponder and they think deeply about the heavens and the earth. They think about the sun. SubhanAllah, where did it come from? They think about the moon. How is it coming in these different stages? They think about the sky and how great it is and big it is and how vast it is. And even it's so big we can't see all of it. Only we can see the sky above us. But there's a great sky all around the other side of the world. And it's a different sky over there. Even maybe it's daytime over there or nighttime over there. Like this is Allahu Akbar. All of this is from the signs of Allah Azza wa Jal. All of the people who ponder over this, these are the people that benefit. The people who remember this, this is the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he began his day like this. He began his day like this. He will wake up like this, remembering Allah Azza wa Jal and pondering over the creation. Pondering over the creation, thinking about life, thinking about the reality, remembering where a person came from. And remembering where a person is going. Remembering where a person came from. And remembering where a person is going. This is why whenever there's a calamity, a believer, he says, إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. Verily, we are from Allah. He knows where he came from. إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ. He knows who he is. A slave, creation, a creature. He created him from sperm, from the fluid, like this. And he knows where he's going. He knows where he's going. A person who ponders over the creation like this, then this is from the greatest means to be steadfast. From the greatest means to be steadfast, to remember this reality. That Allah didn't create this for nothing. Baatilan, subhanak. That He didn't create this for no reason. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He called the people in more than one verse to ponder over His creation. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He mentioned to prove His existence. To prove that He's worthy of worship. أَمْ خُلِقُوا مِنْ غَيْرِ شَيْءٍ أَمْ هُمُ الْخَالِقُونَ. And he, from his signs, that he is the creator, that he is worthy of worship. Subhanahu wa ta'ala, أَمْ خُلِقُوا مِنْ غَيْرِ شَيْءٍ أَمْ هُمُ الْخَالِقُونَ. It's a question. We can answer it together. Were they created from nothing? Or did they create themselves? Two questions. The third one is أَمْ خَلَقُوا السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ بَلْ لَا يُقِنُونَ. Or did they create the heavens and the earth? Rather, they are not certain. Rather, they are not certain. So the first question, أَمْ خُلِقُوا مِنْ غَيْرِ شَيْءٍ. Were they created from nothing? And if somebody, for example, right now, in the Salaf, they have mentioned the example, a ship loads itself. A great ocean liner, a great ship in the ocean, loading itself and traveling over by itself across the ocean and getting to the other shore and unloading itself. Is this possible? Is it possible? If that's not possible for something like this to do it by itself, then how could the sun and the moon and the heavens and the earth come from nothing? أَمْ خُرِقُوا مِنْ غَيْرِ شَيْءٍ If somebody said right now that the phone, it just came from nothing. No one designed it. No one used any... nothing. It just came from nothing. What would they say to him? He's crazy. You're crazy. You don't talk to him no more. He's crazy. The phone came from nothing. You wouldn't believe it. My new car just popped up out of nowhere in the driveway. You buy that? Huh? If that's the case, the car can't pop up out of nowhere, then what about the eyeball? And it's very, very, very detailed. It's very detailed. There's many parts in the eye. A retina and the white part and the black part and all of the, and it's very delicate and it's very, but there, all of these parts are working precisely. Huh? Even more intricate than the engine in that car. Even more intricate than GPS. The eye and how it came from nowhere. It came from nowhere. Did it come from nowhere? So the first answer is, no, it didn't come from nowhere. Huh? أَمْ خُرِقُوا مِنْ غَيْرِ شَيْءٍ What's the answer? No. طيب, then the next answer, Allah Azza wa Jal, He calls on the ponder over these things. Was I created from nothing? Was I created? My eye was created from nothing. My hand was created from nothing. The trees are created from nothing whatsoever. Just showed up out of nowhere. From nothing. From nothing. مِنْ غَيْرِ شَيْءٍ The answer is no. Any sound-minded person who has a brain will say that's not possible. It's not possible for the car to just show up in the driveway. It's not possible for the watch to show up. It's not possible. Then it's not possible for the sun to show up and all the stars in the sky to show up. It's not possible for the rivers to pop up like this out of nowhere and the ocean out of nowhere and all of the fish. In the ocean and all of the jungles and the forests and the deserts and all of the animals in the deserts and different type and some of them are small and some of them are big. All of them, they popped up from nowhere. If the car can't pop up from nowhere, then the rest of the creation can't pop up from nowhere for sure. For sure. أَمْ خُلِقُوا مِنْ غَيْرِ شَيْءٍ أَمْ هُمُ الْخَالِقُونَ Okay, if that's not the case, then let's see. They create themselves. Did the car create itself? A car create itself? The watch created itself. A house created itself. Can something create itself? The answer is no. Allah Azza wa Jalla, He mentioned this in His book. أَمْ خُلِقُوا مِنْ غَيْرِ شَيْءٍ أَمْ هُمُ الْخَالِقُونَ Were they created from nothing? They don't believe. They disbelieve in Allah Azza wa Jalla. They disbelieve in Allah. Were they created from nothing? Or did they create themselves? The next question, if that's okay, if they didn't create, if they're not created from nothing, they didn't create themselves. أَمْ خَلَقُوا السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ Did they create the heavens and the earth? Of course not. If they didn't create themselves, and they're not created from nothing, then of course they themselves did not create the heavens and the earth. They did not create the heavens and the earth. So then what's the answer? Huh? اللَّهُ الَّذِي خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَأَنزَلَ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاءً Allah, He is the one who created the heavens and the earth. Allah, He is the one who sent the rain from the sky. Allah, He is the one who gave the shape to the fish. Allah, He is the one who has brought the life to the ocean. Allah, He is the one who has provided the cows and the animals for us to eat. He is the one who has even provided for us our life and our souls. He is the one who has created each individual in the womb of a woman according to how He wills and how He prefers and likes. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then He is the one who's worthy of worship. Then He is the one who's worthy of worship. All of these are from the signs of Allah Azza wa Jalla. All of these are from min ayatihi, His creation. His creation. Min ayatihi, al-layla wa nahara wa shamsu wa qamar. These are great signs, the night and the day. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala likewise in His book, He mentioned other verses. We read some of them to ponder over the legislative signs. And many times, Allah Azza wa Jalla, He mentions from way of the al-ayat al-shar'iyya to ponder over al-ayat al-kawniyya to understand and to realize that He is worthy of worship. To understand and to realize that He is worthy of worship. Now He says, قُلْ أَرَأَيْتُمْ إِن جَعَلَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْكُمُ اللَّيْلَ صَرْمَدًا إِلَى يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ مَنْ إِلَّهُ غَيْرُ اللَّهِ يَأْتِيكُمْ بِضِيَاءٍ Say to them, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, what do you say if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He made the night to be consecutive and continuous all the way till the day of resurrection? What other God besides Allah Azza wa Jalla can bring the daytime? What other God besides Allah can bring light? If Allah Azza wa Jalla decreed that there would be nighttime all the way, continuous, what other God besides Allah can bring the light. Huh? What's the answer? There's no other God. There's no other God besides Allah that can do that. So then Allah, He tells him, أَفَلَا تَسْمَعُونَ. Do you not hear these signs? أَفَلَا تَسْمَعُونَ. Do you not hear these signs? Allah, He says, قُلْ أَرَأَيْتُمْ إِنْ جَعَلَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْكُمْ النَّهَارَ صَرْمَدًا إِلَى يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ مَنْ إِلَّهُ غَيْرُ اللَّهِ يَأْتِيكُمْ بِلَيْلٍ تَسْكُنُونَ فِيهِ. He says, say to them, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. This is the way to call them. Say to them, this is what you tell them, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi. They don't believe? Tell them this. Have you not seen that if Allah azza wa jalla, He were to make the daytime consecutive, continuous, all the way to the day of resurrection, what other God can bring the nighttime that you could rest in and reside in, take relaxation in, besides Him? What other God can bring the nighttime for you? What's the answer? There's no other God that can do that. There's no other God. Let's see, they take gods, they worship Jesus. Can Jesus bring the nighttime? Alayhi salatu wassalam. Huh? Isa alayhi salam. They worship Him, that's their God. Can He bring the daytime? He can't bring the daytime. Buddha, who they worship Buddhas. Huh? We look at the other gods there. We know that there are other gods besides Allah Azza wa Jal. What do we know about them? Batila. They're false gods. What let's see. Can Buddha bring the nighttime, the daytime? And the people who worship the sun can't even come except with the permission of Allah Azza wa Jal. This is from the command of Allah Subhanahu wa Taala. And the night, all of this, what they worship besides Allah Azza wa Jal, nothing can bring the daytime. If Allah decreed for the daytime not to come, then none of them can bring nighttime. None of the gods besides Allah that are worshipped can bring nighttime. None of them. Even if they worship Jibreel, the greatest of the angels, alayhi salam, he can't bring the nighttime. He can't bring the daytime. Naam, so the answer is none of them. None of them. Which God can bring the nighttime so you any teskununa fi, that you rest in and you relax in? Naam? So the answer again is nobody. None of them. Besides Allah. So Allah says, أَفَلَا تُبْصِرُونَ. Do you not see? Do you not see? First time He said, أَفَلَا تَسْمَعُونَ. Do you not hear? أَفَلَا تُبْصِرُونَ. Do you not see? And do not listen to these legislative signs. Do not see the universal signs. Do not listen to the legislative signs and see the universal signs that there's only one true God. There's only one ilah, al-haq, that's worthy of worship. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. Naam, He says, Subhanahu. Now He says after that, the verses continue, wa min rahmatihi. This is from His mercy. Do you think about that? This is from His mercy. Wa min rahmatihi. And ja'ala lakum al-layla wa nahara litaskunu fihi wa litabtaghu min fadlihi wa la'allakum tashkurun. It's from His mercy that He has given, that He has made for you. It is from His mercy that He has made for you the night and the day, so that you can rest in the nighttime, and that so you can go about through the day seeking His grace and seeking His virtue, and so that you may show thanks. The night and the daytime is a mercy from Allah Azza wa Jalla. Min rahmatihi ja'ala lakum al-layl. That He made the night for you. This is a mercy from Allah Azza wa Jalla. This is kindness from Allah Azza wa Jalla. We know from His names, Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim. From His beautiful names, and that this is from His mercy that has encompassed the whole creation. Subhanahu wa ta'ala, that He has made the nighttime and the daytime. And in the daytime, why? لِتَبْتَغُوا مِنْ فَضْلِهِ. So that you can seek His grace and His bounty. What is the best bounty? We know the bounty of Allah is plenty. And the grace of Allah, فَضْلُ اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلْ. It's included in all of the good of this life is from the virtue of Allah Azza wa Jalla. But what is the best of that? Huh? Al-Hidayah. Ahsant. Oh, and the proof. There's a verse. Ahsant. Allahumma barik. Qul bifadli Allahi wa bi rahmatihi fa bidhalika falyafrahu. Huwa khayrun mimma yajma'un. Fa bifadli Allahi. Here the ulama, they mentioned. And for the fadl of Allah, the grace and the virtue and the blessing of Allah Azza wa Jal and His mercy, this is what you should rejoice over. Fa bidhalika falyafrahu. This is what you must rejoice over. Huwa khayrun mimma yajma'un. It's better than everything that they amount and they amass and they gather up. And from the affairs of the dunya. The ulama, they mentioned about this, the fadl of Allah and His mercy is the Quran and the Sunnah, is the guidance to Islam. And one mentioned that the fadl of Allah is at Islam, and the mercy of Allah that He guided us to it. فَبِفَضْلِ that He has sent the messengers, and He has revealed the books, and He has clarified the correct path. وَبِرَحْمَتِهِ that He guided us to that path. And this is what one should be rejoicing over. So if a person understand Allah Azza wa Jalla, He created the night and the day for this reason. When from the reason of the daytime and the purpose of the daytime, لِتَبَتَغُوا مِنْ فَضْلِهِ, so that you're going to go and seek His grace. But what is the best grace that we should be seeking after? The knowledge of His religion, the knowledge of His deen, the knowledge of Him subhanahu wa ta'ala, the knowledge of His Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the knowledge of the way that leads to Him. The knowledge about Islam, with evidence and proof, this is the greatest thing that a person will seek over. He's going to seek after something. He's going to seek from the bounty of Allah Azza wa Jalla. The greatest bounty that we should rejoice over is His deen and the guidance to the straight path and steadfastness upon the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فَبِذَلِكَ فَلِحْفَرَهُ. This is what a believer he will rejoice about. The night and the day is a mercy from Allah Azza wa Jalla. And from the reason of that is so that we can benefit in the daytime, seeking His pleasure, seeking His bounty, seeking His sustenance, seeking His provision that He has made permissible for us. And the best of the provision and the best bounty to search for is knowledge that will carry, be a means that a person will carry him to the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jalla. It will be provision for him to be steadfast upon the straight path. And likewise, getting the pleasure and the provision of the worldly life that's permissible, also this is good as well, to seek that, to seek the wealth that is permissible, and to spend the daytime searching for that which is good from the worldly affairs. This is good for a believer in this life. And likewise, the nighttime to rest and to relax. This is all from the signs of Allah Azza wa Jalla and from His mercy, and from His mercy. And He said, Subhana wa la'allakum tashkurun, and so that you may be thankful. So that you may be thankful. Many times Allah Azza wa Jalla, He'll mention the creation of the night and the day, and He'll mention thankfulness, being thankful. Allah, He says, وَتَبَارَكَ الَّذِي جَعَلَ فِي السَّمَاءِ بُرُوجًا وَجَعَلَ فِيهَا سِرَاجًا وَقَمَرًا مُنِيرًا. And He blessed is He who has made in the heavens بُرُوجًا, yani stars. And He has made also therein a lantern, a light, yani meaning the sun. وَقَمَرًا مُنِيرًا, and the moon that is bright and light and illuminated. وَهُوَ الَّذِي جَعَلَ اللَّيْلَ وَالنَّهَارَ خِلْفَةً. And He is the one who has made. He is the one who has made. Who made it? He is the one who has made. Naam, the night and the day, khilfatan. Yani yata'aqaban. Khilfatan, one comes after the other. He is the one who has made the night and the day to come in alternation, one after the other. Naam, why? He says here, again, we see that lam in ta'ril, liman arada, and yadhakara, aw arada shukura. He is the one who has made the night and the day in alternation, one coming after the other. It never catches, and it never catches. That one never catches, and they just keep chasing one after the other. And in order for whoever would like to remember, and he remember the greatness of Allah Azza wa Jalla, and remember his dire need of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and remember his need, that his return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wa arada shukura. And he would also like to show thanks. To show thanks for all of the blessings that he has and all of the good that he has from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Azza wa Jalla, He mentioned, this is likewise the way of the Anbiya. This is what Allah, He told the Prophet to say first, before that, you know, to say to them about the night and the day, and to look at this issue. Likewise, whenever we look at the da'wah of Nuh alayhi salam, what did he say to his people? أَلَمْ تَرَوْ كَيْفَ خَلَقَ اللَّهُ سَبْعَ سَمَاوَاتٍ طِبَاقًا وَجَعَلَ الْقَمَرَ فِيهِنَّ نُورًا وَجَعَلَ الشَّمْسَ سِرَاجًا. Allah Azza wa Jalla, He is the one, He says, Nuh, He said to His people, did you not see how Allah, do you not see how Allah Azza wa Jalla, He created the seven heavens and the earth, one above it, and the seven heavens, excuse me, one above each other, level over level, and He has made the moon in there, and the heavens likewise, and He has made the earth, the sun as a lamp and a light, and this is from the signs of Allah Azza wa Jalla. This is from the signs of Allah Azza wa Jalla. فَهُوَ الَّذِي جَعَلَ اللَّيْلَ وَالنَّهَارَ خِلْفَةً لِمَنْ أَرَادَ أَنْ يَذَكَّرَ. He is the one who made the night and the day. These are from His signs. And Allah has created them and caused them to come in alternation for whoever would like to remember. Who would like to remember? To remember that this night and this day is not for nothing. To remember that this night and this day and what I do in this night and this day is not going to go without accountability. To remember that there is a Creator and He is strong and mighty. To remember that there is a Creator and He is merciful and kind. To remember that there is a Creator and He is severe in punishment for those who turn away from Him and disobey. To remember that there is a day that one will meet Him, subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is for one, لِمَنْ أَرَادَ أَنْ يَذَّكَّرْ. Whoever would like to remember. And then after that, if he remembered all this, وَأَرَادَ شَكُورًا. He would like to show thanks. He would like to be appreciative. He would like to be thankful. Thankful that he has another night. thankful that he has another night. Or if he makes the daytime, thankful that he has another day. That he will take advantage of that daytime and the obedience of Allah Azza wa Jalla, and he will show thanks for that opportunity. Naam, and likewise, if he makes it to another night. Some people, they didn't make it tonight. Some people didn't make it to this night. We prayed on a sister today. She didn't make it tonight. Rahimahullah. Some people, they didn't make it tonight. Alhamdulillah, we made it tonight. So then what are you going to do with this night? أَيَّذَكَّرَ وَأَرَادَ شُكُورَ Show thanks, to be thankful. To use this night in a manner that will draw you near to Allah Azza wa Jal. To use the night in a manner that will please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To avoid everything that could be a means to cut you off from the relationship with Him. Or cause the anger of Allah Azza wa Jal to descend. Or cause Him to not give you that protection that the believers have. And those obedient people have. And a believer, he will remember this. This night is a blessing from Him subhanahu. That a believer, he will try to worship Him in the nighttime. And that he will try to draw near to him. And Ibn Abbas, he mentioned about that, وَهُوَ الَّذِي جَعَلَ اللَّيْلَ وَالنَّهَارَ خِلْفًا That Allah is the one who made the night and the day in alternation. He says, Ibn Abbas, فَمَنْ فَاتَهُ شَيْءٌ مِنَ اللَّيْلِ أَنْ يَعْلَمَ أَوْ أَنْ يَعْمَلَهُ أَدْرَكَهُ بِالنَّهَارِ أَوْ مِنَ النَّهَارِ أَدْرَكَهُ بِاللَّيْلِ And whoever missed something from the nighttime, he'll catch it up in the daytime. Whoever missed something in the daytime, he can catch it up in the nighttime. Like this, and it's an opportunity to if somebody, for example, he fell into sin in the daytime. If he makes it to the nighttime, he can repent in nighttime. If somebody who fell short in the nighttime and he fell into transgression or sin, and he make it to the daytime, he can repent in the daytime. It's been narrated from Abi Musa al-Ash'ari radiallahu anhu, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, Inna Allah azza wa jal yabsutu yaduhu bil-layl. لِيَتُوبَ مَسِيءُ النَّهَارِ That verily Allah Azza wa Jalla, He extends His hand at night time for the sinner and the one who made errors and mistakes in the daytime to repent. And if the repentance is open from His names, التواب سبحانه وتعالى الغفار غفور He accepts repentance. Rather, if a person repents, it's from the guidance of Allah Azza wa Jalla for him. تَابَ عَلَيْهِمْ لِيَتُوبُوا Allah Azza wa Jalla, He is the one who allowed them to repent. If somebody repented, this is from the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jalla. He allowed them to repent to Him. And repentance is from the greatest acts of worship. Whenever a believer, he finds out that he is very deficient, and he finds out that he has many errors and mistakes, and he finds out that he has transgressed many of the limits with his tongue and with his eyes, and then Allah give him success to remember these deficiencies, and then to ask Allah to forgive him, and to pardon him, and to not take him to account. This is a great blessing from Allah Azza wa Jalla. May Allah give us success to do what He loves and is pleased with. هذا وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.